How much are you looking forward to taking on this challenge?
Really excited, proud and honoured to be manager at Doncaster, and really looking forward to the season with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of positivity as well.
Do you see it as a club that's going places, having won promotion, that there's maybe even a bit of momentum there?
Yeah, and momentum's massive. You know, I was lucky enough as a player to be involved in back-to-back promotions. You know, we've seen the clubs recently that have come up through League One into the Championship doing well, and there's no reason why we can't. You know, there's a basis of a really good, strong, hard-working squad here, and hopefully with a couple of quality additions we can have a successful season.
I'm led to believe that you know John Ryan quite well, so have you worked closely to getting this sort of deal done now and to plan ahead for Rovers?
Myself, once a job came available, you know, I've been working really, really hard on what I want to do, how I see things panning out, but trying to build something for the club as well, you know, and making it a sustainable Championship club for a start, getting young players through, you know. And the one thing that's always struck me is the relationship between the fans and the players, and it being a family club, you know. And I want to improve on that, and I want to get that better as well.
I suppose that's one of the biggest challenges, isn't it? Because a team can win promotion sometimes and go back down and become a bit of a yo-yo club. I suppose your first ambition of this team is to ensure that you retain your Championship status.
Yeah, it has to be. But first and foremost, I want to create a team that's going to go out there in every single game and give everything they've got, but go out there believing that they can win the game. You know, if there's any apprehension in footballers about who you're playing against, about where you can finish in the league, you know, I'll eradicate that straight away. You know, I'm a positive guy. I believe that what we've got here, with the momentum and getting to the Championship, can be successful, but I want to build on that as well.
What kind of a manager are you?
A little bit of an idiot in the touchline sometimes. I'm a genuine guy. I'm a genuine, hard-working person. You know, the players will find that out very quickly. I'm very honest with them. And the one thing I'll ask them to do, not just in games, every single day, is come in and work as hard as you can. Work as hard as you can and be the best you can. You know, and if we get the two things, you know, you're halfway there to being successful.
You know the group pretty well. You played them three times last season, and you are inheriting quite a tight unit, aren't you? A team that has really worked for that promotion last year.
Which is so important that doesn't get upset. You know, one of the first things I'll be doing is sitting down with the players that are under contract for next year and letting them know that they're worth, and letting them know that they'll get a chance next year. Because the togetherness amongst the squad, every time I came and watched Doncaster, whether it be here, whether it was playing against them, or whether it be away from home, was the togetherness and the attitude of the squad, you know, to grind out results. And that reflected onto the fans. You know, there was a good bond between the players and the fans, and that's something I want to continue. But like in everything I've said already, it's something I want to make better.
The retain list was published, I believe, on Friday, and that's just a Football League ruling. You have to do that. Were you ever consulted on, you know, what you want to do if you did get the job, and decisions that may come to the fore in the next few weeks?
There was no real consultation about it. You know, it was mentioned in the interview process last week. Obviously, I've got my own ideas of how I want to play, who I would like to keep and who I would like to bring in. But it's so important that the squad that are here next year maintains that momentum and the togetherness that they had last season, which means a lot of them will be staying.
When this job came up, just how much did it interest you? Because you have been linked with other jobs, just one down the road. In fact, Sheffield United, you were heavily linked with that as well. What stood out about this club, and was it always about Doncaster Rovers for you?
Without a shadow of a doubt, you know, as soon as I knew about Brian stepping upstairs and the job was available, it was the one I wanted. You know, I turned down a couple of jobs previous to this one coming available, because I've got a vision and I know where I want to go and where I want to take a football club and how I want to build it. I've had approaches in the last week or so to go and speak to other clubs, but I didn't even entertain that, because I desperately wanted to come here because I know I can be successful here as well.
I hope you understand that I have to ask, with it being the region, was one of those clubs Sheffield United?
But I think it would be very disrespectful if I mentioned any other clubs to whatever clubs that they were, and to Doncaster Rovers. You know, I'm manager here. I'm proud to be manager here, and you know, and I want to take the club forward.
Brian Flynn, have you had a chance to sit down and speak to him yet?
No, not till I only found out an hour and a half ago that I was definitely getting the job. But I'll be speaking to Brian and Rob Jones tonight. You know, I've seen a lot of Brian last year, because it seemed that every game I went scouting that Brian was there himself. So, you know, Brian's a great guy, an experienced guy, and him and Rob done a fantastic job getting the club up. And you know, the information that they'll have that I can tap into will be invaluable for me.
How does Rob Jones sort of fit into the coaching picture as well? Because when he signed his new contract, it was with a coaching role as well. So how do you sort of see him fitting into that?
Rob was a colossus last year on the pitch and, you know, speaking to people within the club off the pitch as well. So I'll be sitting down with Rob, finding exactly how he sees the next few years panning out, how much coaching he wants to do compared to playing. You know, and the one thing I will say to him, play as long as you can. But, you know, if you can get coaching alongside it for the future and experience and help, then I'll be here to help him out. You know, and it's important that, talking about the team and the fans working together, it's really important that me and my staff work together well and move on.
What an exciting division the Championship was last season. You must be looking forward so much to getting stuck in.
I can't wait. I really can't wait. You know, the fixtures come out on the 19th of June.
You already know the day then.
Yeah, 19th of June. Season starts on August the 3rd. So from the period of the 19th to the 3rd of August, you know, everybody's going to be buzzing, absolutely buzzing if they're not already. And, you know, you just go out there. Go out there and have a good go in every single game, because if we do that, we'll win more games than we won't. A lot of people won't fancy us, but bring it on.
Can you play football in the Championship? Is that something that teams can do? You know, just watching a couple of our clubs that were in that division last year, there was a bit of a learning curve at first. You try certain things, but in the end, you just had to be strong, it seemed.
Hey, look, I want to play football. I want to play football as much as I can. It's a philosophy I've got, you know, but good attacking football. But let's not be silly about it and take stupid risks, you know, and concede goals. We'll be playing with a lot of energy. We'll be pressing teams all over the pitch. And if you do that, you've got half a chance, you know, and you can play your football with it. You say that about teams trying to play football, you know, Crystal Palace, Brighton, Hull, all played very good football, and it's no coincidence to me that they're the clubs that are up there this year.
John Ryan is a very ambitious chairman, and look at the work he's done at this football club over the years, but he has spoken often about his dream of getting Doncaster into the Premier League. I mean, it's something that obviously you'd want to achieve, but just how realistic is that?
Look, we can all dream. And the one thing the supporters and you guys will find out very quickly about me is that I'm a positive guy. I don't let any negativity come anywhere near me when it's down to football. I want to make this club a sustainable Championship club, looking upwards all the time. You know, and if you believe that and you put the effort and the work rate in to get that, you have every chance of being successful.
Are you similar characters? Because he's quite a positive guy as well, and he certainly wanted you in this process. You were the guy that he set out to get.
Yeah, we are. We're both positive. To the point that probably a little bit daft with it as well. you know, but you know, I've said already in the press conference before, you have to be positive in everything you do, because any negativity gets picked up on by players, by fans, and before you know it, you get dragged into it. You know, so let's have the belief that we can go out there every single game and win it, because that's the way the team will be set up.
What about the backroom staff is a question we have to ask. Brian Horton's name has been linked a lot, that you would bring him here. Have there been any decisions there? Is there anything you can reveal?
Not quite, look, but Brian's a person that I know really well. He's vastly experienced as a manager, you know, managed over 1,000 games and as an assistant as well. But first and foremost, I want to sit down with the staff that's here and go through everything, and we'll sit, wait and see what that takes us, you know, and let's take one step at a time at the minute.
Does that start immediately now? Do you sort of get to work next day?
Don't worry about that. I'm working tonight. You know, we've got pre-season to sort out, which I've already done. You know, pre-season fixtures to sort out, which is really important. And I've got a list of a lot of names that John will be pleased with that I'll put to him about possibly bringing in. You know, but it's important that we hit the ground running, you know, and play catch up a little bit in the clubs that I've been preparing already. But, you know, in my mind, I know where we want to go.
Second job, what did you learn about management at Oldham?
Everything. you know, it was a tough job, you know, and, you know, resources and budget-wise, it was tough at times, but it was fantastic for me as well. You know, Oldham's a really good club with a lot of good people there. And the experience I'll have for the 2.5 years, not just for this job, will set me up for the rest of my career, you know, because it made me believe that I can go on and be a good manager.
Did you feel harshly done to? Because many people said that when you lost your job there.
Well, what happened at Oldham was I resigned purely because it got to a point where I felt I couldn't do my job properly. You know, I'd... my backroom staff taken away from me with no scouting network, and what tends to happen, whether people understand this or not, when the type of character I am and you want to put everything into what you've got, that you end up, when you've not got that staff and that help around you, you end up trying to do little bits and pieces and everything, when really you end up doing nothing. But I'm a proud guy as well, you know, and if I felt that I couldn't do my job properly because of certain circumstances that were there, I sat down with Simon, the chairman, and decided it was best that, you know, the club, on a low budget, had stayed in the division for 3 years, which was first and foremost my aim. And they'd made a lot of money out of the cup games and selling players, you know, so that's in the past. But it was a fantastic experience for me, and it's one that's made me ready for this job and I'm now.
Just finally, what is your message to the supporters tonight?
The one thing they'll get is a team that will go out there and work as hard as they can and play with a lot of desire that the fans match, you know, because supporters will back a team. Nobody likes getting beat, but they'll back a team if they see a team going out there playing for the club, playing for the shirt, playing for the fans and playing for the badge. And that's one thing I'll guarantee you.